Saturday morning, it is something for the weekend, and I'm thrilled to have Mary Carmody back, a nutritionist. And we want to talk today, Mary, all about fussy eaters and children who are fussy eaters. Because I got an email in from a parent. She's got a 5-year-old daughter, and she won't eat anything that isn't kind of white or beige in colour. So they're basically living on plain pasta, on plain bread. So we're looking for your tips today. What can we do? Because we have to make sure the kids are getting the right nutrition.
Yes, yes, yes. And you know something, what an apt topic, because Trina, I have actually a little boy. He's 9 now, and he is just such a fussy, picky eater, I would say. It's just all the kind of plain foods. And again, even talking to my friend who's a doctor, she'd actually say, you know, once he's eating the foods, once he's healthy, once he's energized, once he's feeling good, it doesn't really matter then once they're trying different foods. Now, what I would say is, right, first thing I'd say is, how fussy is mom or dad or whoever's caring for the child? How fussy are they eating? If you're not into eating healthy yourself, you're hardly going to have your child interested in eating the healthy foods, you know. Now, in our case here, my little boy would go for kind of plain foods as well. But I would make the Rice Krispies healthier. So I would go for, you know, maybe spelt puffs or brown rice Krispies, you know, get something maybe from the health shop, or just like this little girl will have some fruit, will she? Will she have
the odd bit of fruit?
Well, we have a situation where there's no veg, it's just an apple and some watermelon, so it's very, very picky. So what I do is make sure that you don't make a big deal about it, just kind of say, okay, this is the way it is, and that you just try and make some positive changes. So for example, you could start changing the toast to brown, maybe brown spelt or sourdough if you felt. But just brown wholemeal, just bring in healthy pancakes or something. Make some pancakes. You could make some really simple pancakes in the Nutribullet or something, and put in some extra tahini, which is a very good source of calcium. You could add in fruit. I add in strawberries during the summer, and they all go fine once they're not seen, you know, going in, or once they're not, you don't have to chew them up. That can help. There's lots and lots of kids like that. So that's another option. The other one is the flax seeds and the chia seeds. They can be added in as well to hide them, you know, into the pancakes as well. And there's a good source of protein there. So that's good. Changing around pasta, going for maybe the wholemeal pasta instead of the white, and just kind of making couple changes, even half and half, but just saying nothing, putting out things like, instead of crisps, you have to clear the house of the goodies, because the child will eat when they're hungry.
In your experience then, Mary, is this normally something a child would grow out of? I mean, you don't want them living on the plain pasta and toast and Rice Krispies certainly for their childhood into their teens. I would imagine as well, it's a nightmare doing dinners and going out for a bite to eat, or, you know, if you have such a fussy child that won't eat anything. Do they tend to grow out of it, or how long can it take if you introduce like little bits?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends. Some of them do and some of them don't, you know. What I do in my own situation at home, we'll say, is I would kind of go into the supermarket, say, maybe Dunnes, wherever, and get the smoothies, the pre-made smoothies, tropical one. I think there's a mango and pineapple one at the moment. I make that in the Nutribullet with a little bit of water. And I suppose it's about explaining that if you want to be good at your sport, or even if you want to have the energy to play the sport, or if you want to go to friends' houses, or if you want to do things, you're going to have to eat what's in the other houses. Then if you go to a match and you're tired, or if you go to, you know, go out cycling and you get tired, the reason you're getting tired is because you don't have the energy to fuel. You know, this is what you have to do.
I remember overhearing my brother-in-law saying that to my nephew when he was about maybe 11 at the time, and he was into all the junk food, and saying to him, knowing that he was a big football fan as well, and saying, well, Ronaldo doesn't eat that. How are you going to be Ronaldo? You want to be a professional footballer? It's not going to happen eating crisps and chocolate all day long.
And did it work?
It absolutely worked. Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah. So I think it's like for me, it can be an attention thing. We've 3 kids, and he's the youngest. And sometimes what happens is that, you know, it's like kind of like not getting attention. Another thing I've done is I would make, I have the YouTube channel, Mary Carmody Nutrition. And on that, then I have healthy flapjacks, and people make them when he goes to their houses, and he keeps saying, they're my flapjacks. Can I make them? Or he'd want to make brownies, or he'd want to, he will try the smoothies. He made juice the other day with orange and carrot, but all I had to do was chop up everything and he did the rest of the juicing.
Yeah.
So it's just giving them time. It's sometimes about time they want. Like you could fry up, you know, pumpkin seeds and put a little bit of soya sauce on them. You could roast up nuts in the oven. Things that they will be drawn to and just slot them in, but don't go begging them. Give them choices. Say, like, will you have some toasted nuts or will you have some seeds? But have them ready and let them just have a couple of each and don't make a big deal about it.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Because I think the parent who emailed in is a bit worried about the child starting school, because obviously, you know, in school it's all about healthy eating and the varied diet and your lunchbox and everything. And they don't want the child starving during the day if they're not going to eat what they're given.
For the lunchboxes and going to school for the 5-year-olds, they just need little pieces. They love the lunch boxes. So you could do the cracker, you could do just changing, say, maybe the rice, plain rice cake, or, you know, these unhealthy rice cakes, maybe just do more plain one, or doing, you can get quinoa or corn crackers. We use oat cakes as well. If a child is hungry, they will eat. Yogurts are great, trying to get a healthier yogurt, a little bit of fruit. But again, maybe going to the supermarket with the child and just saying, now, what can we get here now? And having a look. But definitely go on the foods that this little girl is having. She's eating toast, she's having Rice Krispies. You could make granola, you can blitz it up sometimes in the Nutribullet, put some yogurt on it. You're talking about filling up the child with some protein to keep them full, and good omega-3s, the omega-3 fats. You can always give a supplement, but maybe just making the smoothies or getting those seeds and nuts and everything, that'll help with concentration. And energy then is just a little bit of food. They don't need an awful lot. Rewards charts work great as well. You know, like you said there about Ronaldo, and once they see their hero, I know that you could say you'd bring them, you know, out for to get their favourite top or get a ball in the shop or whatever it was they're looking for.
But bribe them if you have to, exactly.
Bribe them. Yeah,
do whatever
it takes.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
Mary, where can we get details? You've got your own website and YouTube channel. How can we contact you?
Mary Carmody Nutrition, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. I'm on all of those. Yeah, definitely.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Mary, it's been so good to chat again. We've left it too long and we'll talk to you really soon. Thanks so much for coming on.
No problem. Thank you.
See you, Mary. Yeah. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.